Absolutely, Yeon-suk. We don't know how long the summit will go on for, but we are actually looking at live pictures of President Xi across the table to President Trump, whether they're negotiators beside them.
Yep. It's a small photo opportunity. The talks, of course, will be held behind closed doors. And it's unknown. I mean, Julie, you were saying that as much as 2 hours had been set aside for this possible meeting, and I would hazard a guess that the longer it takes, the more progress is being made. I mean, a quick meeting without a resolution, of course, would be the less desirable.
Mr. Trump is making some sort of an opening remarks. Maybe we can listen in as well.
We should agree to a lot of things, and we'll agree to some more right now. President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time. And it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
All right, let's get back to you, Yoon-suk, even as we look at these pictures. Now, could President Trump's absence from the meeting in Gyeongju overshadow the APEC agenda? All right, hang on a second. Xi Jinping is speaking now.
It's been many years since your re-election. We have spoken on the phone 3 times, exchanged several letters, and stayed in close contact. And our joint guidance, China-US relations have remained stable on the whole. Given our different national conditions, we do not always see eye to eye with each other. And it is normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then. And in the face of winds, waves, and challenges, you and I, at the helm of China-US relations, should stay the right course and ensure the steady sailing forward of the giant ship of China-US relations. I always believe that China's development goes hand in hand with your vision to make America great again. Our two countries are fully able to help each other succeed and prosper together. Over the years, I have stated in public many times that China and the United States should be partners and friends. This is what history has taught us and what reality demands. A few days ago, in the latest round of consultation, our two economic and trade teams reached basic consensus on addressing our respective major concerns and made encouraging progress. This provided the necessary conditions for our meeting today. Mr. President, I am ready to continue working with you to build a solid foundation for China-US relations and create a sound atmosphere for the development of both countries. Mr. President, you care a lot about world peace, and you are very enthusiastic about settling various regional hotspot issues. I appreciate your great contribution to the recent conclusion of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. During your visit to Malaysia, you witnessed the signing of the Joint Declaration on Peace along the Cambodia-Thailand border, to which you had provided input. China has been helping in our own way Cambodia and Thailand properly settle their border disputes, and we have also been promoting peace talks to resolve other hotspot issues. The world today is confronted with many tough problems. China and the U.S. can jointly shoulder our responsibility as major countries and work together to accomplish more great and concrete things for the good of our two countries and the whole world. I look forward to exchanging views with you on questions important for our two countries and the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to have you all. Thank you very much.
All right, Suhui, if I can get to you now. I'm not sure if you heard all of the comments via the translator from, what President Xi Jinping said, and also the comments from President Trump. Very measured, in tone, but giving credit to President Trump for, what he's done in Gaza, what he's done, between Thailand and Cambodia and other places as well. So I'm wondering, What expectations are like? I mean, we know that this wasn't confirmed until the very last minute, but he is here. What, you know, has been the talk? What have local media in China been saying about what they expect or what President Xi expects, you know, from this summit?
I mean, I'm tracking the details here on my mobile phone. It seems like both have greeted each other. It's very positive in the sense that Mr. Trump had said, "Good to see you again, Mr. Xi," and Mr. Xi replied, "Me too." And Mr. Trump said that we will have a very successful meeting, no doubt. And he called Mr. Xi a very tough negotiator. And he said, "That's not good." But it's also interesting that Mr. Trump had gone into the meeting just before announcing that he will resume nuclear weapons testing at the Pentagon. And so it's coming off as both in a tense atmosphere with optimistic caution, just as Julie had said earlier on. Mr. Xi has a long list of priorities. Top of it is, of course, also trade. Mr. Trump had earlier announced 100% new tariffs on all Chinese goods starting November 1st, and this follows China's move to tighten rare earth exports. And this is critical for electronic goods, military weapons. And so high on the agenda is that trade. Also, we're looking at China hoping to ease restrictions on high-tech products such as semiconductor chips, as well as One China policy, hoping that the U.S. Will reassure China on its One China policy. But it seems that Mr. Trump may not budge on that, as he had mentioned just yesterday that he is not really inclined to talk to Mr. Xi about the change in stance on their Taiwan policy. So we are cautiously awaiting for the details of that meeting, and I will be watching close by.
Thanks, Sihui. Yoon Suk, you're still there, I hope. I want to ask you about what leaders, you know, at the APEC summit where you are in Gyeongju. I mean, what's the sense there? We know it matters because it's never good when, you know, the world's two superpowers don't get along. But can you sort of take us through what's at stake for all these other countries, many of whom are exporting countries as well?
Well, yes, definitely. You know, and I think a lot of the South Korean government officials and especially the organizers of this APEC summit will be watching that meeting in Busan, hoping that it was happening here in Gyeongju, because they have gone to lengths to prepare for this. And, you know, when the organizers had first heard that there could be this possible meeting between President Trump and Xi, many of them were telling me when I came here earlier that they were very happy that there was going to be this meeting and that they were going to make all the planned preparations necessary to make it a success. And so I'm sure definitely there is this disappointment that the two leaders won't be here together with all the other 21 economies, because they do want to sit down together, see the two leaders plus all the other leaders here discuss, you know, supply chains and digital economy, something that really concerns them, but also involves the two leaders who are in Busan now. Now, South Korean officials here also saying that, you know, they were hoping that the U.S. would use this year's summit to somehow reaffirm the U.S. commitment to the Asia-Pacific region, especially at a time when China has really been expanding its own economic and diplomatic influence around here. But, you know, some here government officials saying that at least it was a good sign that President Trump did make it to Busan, make it to Gyeongju. He did show his presence. He had that meeting that handshake with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung yesterday. He received that golden crown, and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung was able to talk to him and have a discussion, and the two countries were able to reach that trade deal that was announced last night. But, you know, also many analysts here are saying that they think, in a way, it does show how this new, the Trump administration wants to do deals. They think that it's more on a one-on-one meetings rather than this broad bilateral discussion. But, you know, definitely the sessions here will be going ahead without President Trump, because President Xi will be heading to Gyeongju after that meeting in Busan. But South Korean officials here say that the APEC meeting will be going ahead. They will be having their summit meetings. They'll be having their own bilateral meetings here. And they also have their own APEC agenda. In fact, I was talking to the South Korean Foreign Minister, Cho Hyun, last week, and he was telling me that it has its own agenda, and there was a lot of things that the APEC economies needed to do at this time of global uncertainty, and that they are hoping that they will be able to come out with some kind of a Gyeongju declaration. But that has to be a consensus reached by all the 21 economies. And so they're still working on it, but they're hopeful that that will be able to have that Gyeongju declaration when this APEC summit is over here in Gyeongju.